Well, now to Iraq, where more than 30 people were killed by ISIS attacks targeting Shiites in Baghdad today. ISIS militants, largely Sunni, are still trying to take the capital after huge gains in the west and north. In the north, Kurdish Peshmerga troops have pushed back ISIS, but the Islamic fighters are leaving behind deadly IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. The BBC's Jim Muir reports on a British company that's helping the Kurds defuse that threat.
In a field on the eastern side of Iraqi Kurdistan, a man dressed in what looks like an astronaut's suit lies in the dried grass, poking gingerly at the dusty ground with skewers and scanning it with an electronic device. Then he starts waving a long wand around, producing even stranger noises. It isn't, of course, for real. The man on the ground is one of 20 Peshmerga trainees being taught how to deal with deadly bomb devices, as one of the trainers explained.
What he's doing is he's approaching a target. He's been told there's something hidden. Then there may be a victim-operated device protecting it so that it kills the police if they come and take it. He's looking essentially for tripwires of different types and especially the pressure mats, which is pretty much a favourite switch used by IS.
So he's dressed up like a kind of deep sea diver. If a bomb were to go off, would he be seriously injured? Or
it would depend, obviously, how big the bomb is. But I mean, a big bomb, he probably would be very seriously injured, if not killed. But when you see him lying sprawled on the ground, that's when he's actually found something. What he's doing is he's minimising his profile to any explosions. So hopefully, a lot of it will go up and above his head.
I was down on one of the fronts recently and they had lost a Peshmerga who was a bomb disposal guy. They'd lost him to a bomb. So this is a very real exercise. It's not just playing.
No, not at all. We're getting information from these guys. They're telling us what sort of things they're finding. One of the main attacks that IS certainly are using are the roadside bombs that you used to see in Iraq and Afghanistan, where there's either some sort of command-initiated device, a wire or a radio, mobile phone, etc. It's such an effective weapon that any insurgent force can use an ID, and the problem is they're notoriously difficult to detect.
I'm Simon de Grishy and I'm the Managing Director of Explosive Risk Management, or a company designed to provide training and capability and equipment to counter the threat from IEDs.
Now, you were saying that the threat here is quite sophisticated. It's not just wild guys putting any old bombs there, right?
IEDs are being seeded along routes and in urban areas, which prevent A, freedom of movement of the follow-up troops, but also to prevent the reoccupation of those areas by the civilian population. They have a wide range of capability to mount sophisticated attacks using IEDs, and their IED technology is very, very sophisticated.
At the end of 4 weeks' training, can these guys go out there and pretty much detect things and deal with them?
At the end of 4 weeks' training, not only can these guys do it, they will be doing it. Every single one of these students is going to be a frontline IED operator. Yes, these guys will be able to effectively deal with deployed IEDs.
The newly trained experts can't get there too soon. One thing that's certain is that their efforts will save lives against this deadly threat. And it's more than likely that in doing so, some of them will sacrifice their own.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting from Iraqi Kurdistan.